ICT, West Pequot Deputy, County Commissioner Wycliffe Munanda has announced that both national and county government institutions currently without internet access will be connected to the digital superhighway through the Last Mile Internet Connectivity Program. Munanda said the MOV-E aims at enhancing communication within public institutions and government offices for an effective and efficient delivery of government services through internet connectivity. Speaking during the launch of Digital Superhighway Last Mile Connectivity Project at the West Pequot County Kenya Urbans Road Authority offices in Kapenguria Town, Munanda stated that several public institutions and government offices in West Pequot County have already been connected, and 24 additional sites which have been identified as not having internet will be connected within the next 2 weeks. The availability of internet connectivity will enable the youth to take advantage of digital jobs opportunities provided by the government through digital hubs, DCC Munanda said. He expressed his gratitude to the officials from the ICT Authority who have played a crucial role in ensuring that West Pequot County is connected to the internet, emphasizing that this service will provide the youth with valuable digital knowledge. The DCC acknowledged that there are still areas within the county where internet connectivity is not yet fully established, such as Alale and Kacheleba areas, as well as Leylan area in Pequot North sub-county. Munanda believes that with internet connectivity, the youth in these regions will have the opportunity to engage in online businesses and get access to job opportunities that contribute to the economic development of the country. He reiterated that the bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, places great importance on activities at the grassroots level, and internet connectivity serves as a vital communication channel that promotes various sectors including business, healthcare, education, security, and social life. DCC Munanda encouraged unemployed youth to utilize their laptops, phones, and tablets to work for multinational companies abroad and earn a living. He said that the government's plan includes ensuring internet connectivity reaches every part of the country. The administrator warned that the government will not accept shoddy work and advised them to ensure quality work. B. Aaron Telecommunication, West Pequot County Field Manager Dennis Okiang, emphasized the importance of delivering the internet connectivity project in accordance with the Information Communication and the Digital Economy Ministry standards. To ensure a smooth implementation, he stressed the need for cooperation from various stakeholders, including the national and county government. Okiang also pledged they will hire locals to ensure they benefit from the project. We are going to primarily involve the local community to carry out the work, he affirmed. He urged all stakeholders to help establish the code of work, manage some of the casual laborers, and maintain the expected standards set by the ICT department. The contractor assured that the first phase of the project, which aims to connect 6 government institutions to the internet, will be completed within the next 2 weeks, with the remaining 18 institutions ready within a month. Ms. Oliver Witty, the manager of the youth center at Chepereria Town, under the AJIRA program, revealed that the Jitume Digital Skills Initiative has enabled young people visiting the Youth Empowerment Center to access online work opportunities and develop digital literacy skills. The youth centers in Makatano, Chepereria, and Sagor offer free training programs for the youth in the region. Furthermore, the introduction of internet connectivity and ICT hubs will greatly enhance their access to the digital world, Muzawiti said. Youth will be provided with personal modems to facilitate their usage. This improved connectivity will result in an increased number of young people visiting the centers to access the internet and explore the digital economy. They will be able to create employment opportunities for themselves and access a wider range of prospects. In additionally, this initiative will help keep the youth engaged and productive, as they can utilize the internet for content creation and share their creativity with their peers worldwide. Mr. Stephen Akuto, the senior principal of Chewoye National School, expressed his gratitude to the government for providing them with internet through the Last Mile Internet Connectivity. He emphasized the importance of digitalization in today's world and how having internet access in their institution will greatly benefit the students by enabling them to stay updated with global events. The internet connection will facilitate interaction between Chewoye National School and other schools across the country, such as Capsabet Boys, St. Patrick's Eton High School, and Alliance High School, through virtual learning, ultimately enhancing overall school performance, Akuto stated. Mr. Akuto divulged that they used to spend approximately 7,000 per month on Safaricom internet connectivity, but now, With the government's free internet service, they can reduce their internet expenses and ensure effective learning delivery. He also highlighted that the internet speed will be faster, allowing multiple students and staff members to access online lessons unlike before.